In tomorrow's election, three candidates are on the ballot for the 4th Hampden District in the Massachusetts House representing Westfield. And, as New England Public Media's Alden Bourne reports, a write-in candidate has emerged.
The seat has been vacant since the spring, when Democrat John Vilas resigned after winning a special election for state Senate. The three candidates on the ballot to replace him met for a couple of debates on Westfield Community Access TV. One issue they discussed was charter schools. Democratic nominee Matt Garlow, who graduated from college a year and a half ago and grew up attending Westfield schools, said he's concerned about the impact of charters.
Charter school tuitions are absolutely taking money away from our funding for public education in Westfield.
I would certainly work in the state to see that charter school tuitions don't take so much money away from our public funds.
The Republican nominee, Army veteran Kelly Pease, said he supports the concept of charter schools, but would also work to limit their impact on public school funding.
As your representative, I will work aggressively to fight for higher reimbursement rates that are impacted by students attending charter schools.
Independent candidate Ethan Flaherty, a UMass student, noted the state does provide some funding to districts who lose students to charter schools and said he supports the model.
If charter schools can provide a more appropriate education and give parents and kids a choice in what kind of school that they receive, then of course I support having those options available.
Complicating this election is the fact that City Councilor Dan Alley is trying to win it as a write-in candidate. Alley lost to Kelly Pease in the September Republican primary by 116 votes. Alley says he understands some people may be concerned that by staying in the race, he could split the Republican vote, but
more people are questioning how Kelly won the primary and concerned with the deceptive practices involved. People are concerned about big money in politics and outside special interest groups.
Alley is referring to a mailing sent before the primary to Westfield Republicans by a Boston-based PAC. Alley objects to it because it shows Pease with Westfield Mayor Don Humison, even though Humison did not endorse a candidate. But Humison, who represented Westfield in the legislature for 17 years, says he doesn't think the mailing put Pease over the top.
Voters are smart. They're not going to be swayed by a single picture of a politician with another would-be politician. I'm just a little confused about Councillor Alley's concern about this kind of thing because it's sort of done all the time.
At the debate, the three candidates on the ballot also discussed where they stood on additional restrictions on guns. Garlow said he thinks enforcing existing state laws is sufficient. Flaherty said he's concerned about the burden on legal gun owners of additional restrictions. Pease said he's a strong Second Amendment advocate and insisted that additional gun control laws won't stop criminals from getting them illegally. For New England Public Media, I'm Alden Bourne.